Oh, yeah. It is the team play. Kaboo. Oh, yeah. It's the team profile and projection. Another one. We've got the Kansas City Royals, which our fans and listeners have voted as the fifth worst team in Major League Baseball, and I've got a problem with that, Jake. I think they're worse.
They stink. This team stinks. But, Jim, we're forgetting a key factor. They're in the division with the Tigers. So record-wise, I think they might be better than a couple other teams. But, I mean, we just did the Marlins.
And the Pirates. Those Marlins and Pirates are better than the Royals.
I think I'm definitely Marlins. I think I'm 90% Pirates.
Remember, we like the Pirates lineup a lot.
We like them, and I mean, there's a couple dudes on this Kansas City team. I mean, Salvador Perez didn't play last year. Jorge Soler was awesome.
The best.
So, I mean, with Soler, Whit Merrifield, and Salvador Perez, you have some really nice ball players, and Hunter Dozier should be brought in there a little bit. But a lot of big question marks in the lineup. I mean, the pitching staff won't do much for you either. Your guy Brad Keller, but yeah, I mean, especially fresh in my mind after doing the Marlins, Jorge Soler. I mean, you're talking about a whole roster that felt better. And I'm sorry, Royals fans.
We like Whit Merrifield.
Yeah, we like. I mean, dude, Whit and Soler would be the two best players on the Marlins.
Yeah, I loved watching the Marlins play last year. It was just all speed, like Merrifield.
Royals,
whatever. Yes. Both blue and bad. Merrifield, okay. Mondesi, who else were their speed guys? Like at one point they did have
Billy Hamilton,
and they had Gore. They had Terrence Gore.
When
they played the Yankees, when I was just all speed. I was like, "What are you guys doing here? You just got a bunch of sprinters on your baseball team."
Sprint team, speed. When everyone. What's the phrase? When everyone pushes, you got to pull. When everyone goes right, you go left.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone zigs, you got to zag. There it is.
There it is. You found it.
Nailed it.
People are impressed. Soler is like ranked. He's the best ranked player. I don't know how Fangraphs is doing these power rankings. But,
right.
You know, Ryan O'Hearn's ranked 267th. So that doesn't seem good.
Yeah.
They fire their manager. They bring in Matheny, who I think is a stopgap, nothing manager. But he had a book written about him, so that's cool. What else is going on here? They brought in Michael Franco from Philly and Chance Adams from the Yankees, which is just an inning-eating nothing. Like, they don't think Chance is going to do anything positive for him. They're trying to eat innings while they just need bodies. They're just picking up bodies.
Bodies.
This
is, yeah, I mean, it's a discovery year. You're going to see a lot of dudes out there for the Royals that, yeah, Chance Adams types that, you know, Chance Adams throws one good curveball an inning, and they're going to try to see if they can figure that out with him, and you're going to see a lot of that with a lot of guys. And I think the second half of the season, this team is going to look a lot different.
When you think a lot of trades?
I mean, I think you've got a couple trades, and I think more so you've got a lot of dudes that, I mean, I can't tell you that O'Hearn, Michael Franco, Nicky Lopez are going to stay at their positions all season, and even if they do, like someone like Michael Franco, who they took a one-year flyer on, that's a dude they trade, so it's a weird mix of, and you know, you love the Alex Gordon contract. I'll let you talk a little bit about that, but I don't have a lot of confidence of any of the guys in these lineups. And a lot of the guys, if if they do figure it out, I mean, I think they're out of town. So, like, I don't know, man. I am not bullish on these Royals.
Let's go over the projected lineup. Did we do this in full? Whit Merrifield.
We did not.
Whit Merrifield. I thought it was Aldoberto. I thought it was just Alberto. Adalberto Mondesi, Jorge Soler, Hunter Dozier, Alex Gordon, Salvador Perez, Ryan O'Hearn, Mikel Franco, and Nicky Lopez, with a bench of Cam Gallagher, Matt Reynolds, Brett Phillips, and Bubba Starling. Yikes.
And yeah, I should. Hunter Dozier deserves a little more love. I mean, he had 26 homers, 29 doubles in 139 games last year. He's 27. He had an 870 OPS. It's him, Merrifield, and Soler. They're hoping Adalberto can figure it out, because with his speed, I mean, if he can, I mean, his OBP was 291 last year. He's still very young, but if he can even get on base at a 320 clip, that'd be a decent jump for him, and B, I mean, you're looking at 50 plus stolen bases. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I've got from the lineup there. I feel like we've heard Whit Merrifield trade rumors in the past, and then didn't they have a Whit Merrifield day to end the season last year? He's on a very team friendly contract, in my opinion. And I don't know, Soler, did they figure something out with him? Was there a little juice in the ball? I think so. It'll be interesting to see what they do with him. But yeah, I mean, if you're the Royals, you just moved on from Ned Yost, and you're still, I mean, it sounds bad, but you're coming off those World Series teams still. And it feels like you never went hardcore rebuild. And I think you need to, man. Like it feels like it's time to bottom out and start getting hope moving ahead.
It seems like that's what they're doing though, right?
You think so, especially talk about the Alex Gordon contract.
The Alex Gordon contract, they brought him back basically because he is a Kansas City Royal. He's a very good defender, pretty brutal bat. They signed him for a four-year deal for a good amount of money. He didn't hit any of the 4 years. The interesting thing that Jake's telling me to talk about is that they made him waive his no-trade clause. He has 5 and 10 rights, 10 years as a major league player, 5 years with a single team, means you can veto any trade. If they trade him, he can't say no, but he also gets $500,000 if he gets traded. So Alex Gordon is playing to be traded because that gets him $500,000. And there's no chance the Royals are in it, IMO. So if I look at what other free agents they have next year, is it fun? No, it's just Ian Kennedy, and he's been pretty good. He's been decent in the bullpen, so he might work his way into a trade.
Yeah, I mean, Ian Kennedy, Danny Duffy. We haven't really talked about the staff yet, and I guess we should a little bit. I mean, Danny Duffy, Brad Keller, Jacob Junis, Mike Montgomery, Jorge Lopez. Keller is your guy. You love him.
Why are you saying that? Pitcher. I don't have a memory of Brad Keller. Do I have to Google
him?
You
hate Brad Keller.
Oh, he looks like, he's the one that looks like, the guy in Remember the Titans that's making fun of making fun of Sunshine. And then, and then Petey goes, your girl, I don't see any livestock around here. He looks like the racist white guy in Remember the Titans, Brad Keller. And pitcher for the Royals.
It's a tough break for him.
He might be a cool guy, but he just looks like he's not a cool guy.
Sometimes that's how it goes. but yeah, how'd the Duff man do last year? He had a 4.34 ERA and 130 innings. Okay. So, I mean, he's a major league pitcher that's going to twirl it. Brad Keller, in his age 23 season, 4.19 ERA and 165. So you're hoping for good things from Brad Keller. I mean, maybe you're hoping Junis can get better. He's got a pretty decent K per nine, but I don't know. Hey, he's still youngish. Maybe he can get it going.
Ooh, Brad Keller's.
I think Danny Duffy.
Brad Keller's baseball savant numbers are as they look as bad as him. That's mean. I guess I cut it. They're bad. Damn. They're none of them are in the positive area.
Royal blue, baby.
That's true. That's true. What about Glenn Sparkman? I like Glenn Sparkman.
What about Glenn Sparkman?
I like Glenn Sparkman because he was rather not great last year. He has dyed yellow hair. He got a lot of chances. He was a reliever. Then he was a starter. I mean, he started, how many games in a row did he start down the stretch? Started 22 games to end the season, Jake. So once they moved him to starter, 22 games with a, what was his ERA? Show it to me. 83 earned runs. Why show me his ERA? Oh, 6.71. Awful, right?
Yeah.
But in the middle of that was a complete game shutout against the Chicago White Sox.
Yes, sir.
And if you're a Royals fan, you just got to be holding on. Like, hey, he did it once.
Let's find that again, baby.
Glenn Sparkman. I don't even know if he's projected to be in the rotation. Maybe he's battling out for the fifth spot, but get him in there. He did it once.
Yeah, I don't. They don't even have him listed under the starters or relievers, which is a bad look for Glenn. Yeah, man. And I'm being tough on these Royals, but they're not doing much for me. And like, they're just little things. Like, I feel like you look at every MLB bullpen, and they've got three guys between 22 and 25 that you're like, yeah, I mean, they throw hard as hell and they scare you. Hey, maybe one of them figures it out. Like, the Royals don't have that guy. Like, Scott Barlow had some pretty nice numbers, but outside of him, it's all these guys that are like 25 to 30 with, I feel like there's no breakout potential.
Salvador Perez? What if Soler goes off again, right?
Sure.
Merrifield does his thing. And then who else do we, Soler, Merrifield, Perez, he's back. He could knock 25 homers again. He's kind of good for 25 homers a year when healthy, right? So I'm trying my best. That's good. And then who else do you have? Like, Gordon needs to. It's tough. It's tough to make a case. I mean, you have like three guys. Dozier can be good. So now we're up to four potential hopes. Is that all?
I mean, you have hopes for Adalberto. I mean, O'Hearn, I don't know how excited you could be. He hit 195 last year. Michael Franco, I mean, the Phillies just gave up on him. Maybe Nicky Lopez has something up his sleeve, but I don't know. I mean, it just feels like half of this current starting lineup doesn't have a ton of hope. And I mean, Salvador Perez is a nice guy to have on a winning ball club, but as your, you know, 4 or 5 hitter, he's a mid sevens OPS guy. Like, he gets
a lot
really
more
nice
love
catcher.
But I feel like because he's always a all-star that people think highly of him, then like his stats aren't impressive.
Yeah, I mean, he's a 5-time Gold Glove winner, World Series MVP.
I think what you said is great. If you have a stud team and he's your catcher, that is an awesome complimentary catcher. If you're building a stud team around Salvi as one of the top three, tough to do.
I mean he's Yadier Molina. He's a stud defensively, and he does enough with the bat to be a threat.
He's never had an 800 OPS year.
No.
He's a catcher. It's very hard to do that, but
Yadier Molina has a lifetime 738 OPS. Salvador Perez has a lifetime 739 OPS. They're the same guys. They've been on World Series teams. They play great defense.
Yeah, knocking him as a overall player, but there's his offensive stats. I expected to be a little more like, oh yeah, he's good. But
if Salvador Perez is your 7-8 hitter and he's doing everything he does, it's awesome. When you're relying him as the meat of your lineup, I mean, you have to go to the offensive numbers, and he's not that. But so Soler, Whit Merrifield, Hunter Dozier.
If Soler's going off again, if Soler's going off again, Jake, start the
trade
season.
Trade him.
You trade him. He's got another year of control in 2022. So you're trading. Actually, so he's got 2021. So you'd be trading a year and a half of him. But if he's going off again, you might be able to get a huge haul. And they need to rebuild.
It's not like, okay, if he has fully figured it out and he's awesome now, I mean, you've got 1 year left with him, and the Royals are going to be terrible next year. Like, there's no point to it. If you can, you traded him for Davis. If you can trade a year and a half of Jorge Soler, the almost 50 homer outfielder, like, get yourself three prospects. You know, maybe that's what KC fans want to hear. Maybe it's not, but like, it's, there's no world where they're good next year.
No, but I, you know what they have going for them? I don't think their division's that tough. I mean, we just did the Marlins with the NL East, and that's a tough division.
There's three good teams.
Yeah, unless the Indians decide they don't want to be good anymore.
I mean, man, they have so much young pitching.
The Indians.
They're like, Cleveland is going to be good. Yeah. Excuse me. Am I excused? But, no. Yeah, I don't know. What's do we have a fun fact? Do we have an over-yonder?
Over-yonder. The fun fact for the Royals is that never forget the music video about Whit Merrifield, Cool Whit, that went viral on YouTube a few years ago. Okay, well, I'm going to find that.
Do the Cool Whit.
Do you know that? Are you familiar with
it? I would say it's the George Brett shitting his pants story on YouTube. If you haven't seen that.
Yeah, but I've never heard this. I've never heard this Cool Whit, so I'm going to play it. Here it comes.
He's Cool Whit, so fresh and smooth. He can play the field. He can make the girls sweat. He's a Cool Whit. Bada boo. Him all around. He can play second, he can play third, he can play left, he can steal your girl. He's Cool Whit, so fresh and smooth. He can play the field, he can make me go. He's Cool Whit, bada boo 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 boo. Spread him all around.
Damn. Well, it was only, whatever, 50-second song, so that's a good song. It won me over with the Steal Your Girl part.
Oh, yeah.
So that is a fun fact about them. Let's see. There's what other notes do we have? Two rising outfielders, Brett Phillips and Bubba Starling, will compete for center field with Dozier. Are there any prospects, Jake? You didn't do any prospects.
Yeah, I guess that is true. We didn't do the prospects too much. Bubba Starling, he was fifth pick in the draft in 2011 out of high school. He was supposed to be a freak. He's 27 and a half now. Hasn't had a ton of MLB action. And then Brett Phillips is pretty well known for being the laugh guy.
So oh, yeah, he's got that crazy laugh.
Yeah, he's got the bizarre laugh. Honestly, their big-time prospect is Bobby Witt Jr., who's supposed to be a stud. I think he was the first overall pick last year, 2 years ago. But big time third base prospect, but he's 2023. I don't know. They've got Brady Singer there. I'll be honest. I don't have the full scouting report on him. I just don't know, man. I think you need to have like a 2022 plan going on if you're the Royals, and I don't think they have that right now.
Not a fun time. But, hey, Kansas City got good barbecue, so you All can right. always do that. Chiefs. Do you think – can we pay someone to go to all 18 Royals versus Tigers games this year?
I mean, someone's doing it.
You think someone? No, not all of them. Besides the beat reporters.
Oh, I mean, back and forth.
Yeah.
Players. I mean, that's tough to go to Detroit and Kansas City for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
No.
You don't want to do it?
I'll do it, but you won't let me, so.
Okay. See ya. We're done. The show's over.
Over under, bro.
Over under, not over. 59-103 last year. They have it at 66.5
projected. Enjoy that under, Jim. Under life.
Fuck yeah, I'll take the over.
No.
It's too high.
No.
It's too high.
It's too high.
It's too high.
Too high.
I've taken every under. I feel like a fucking putz.
I mean, it's like how many games can they beat the Tigers?
10. Say they go 10-8 against the Tigers. I think I like the Tigers. No, they're pretty even. I don't know. Tigers, no, they're better. I don't know. Say they go 10-8 against the Tigers. There's 10 wins there. I think they're going to have the Twins number this year.
You think so?
No, it's I don't
locked
know.
Up.
It'd be funny. Be funny if it was true. I don't think it's going to be true.
These guys are bad.
I'm taking the over just
nice. Your first over?
Because I'm fading myself.
Oh, I can't see one hand claps today.
See ya. Show's over. Thanks for hanging out with us. Goodbye. Bye.